Initiative 3 would clarify what is already on the books, that the public and not the state owns water in Colorado. Initiative 45 would allow the public more say in water diversion projects. Both are backed by well-known environmental lobbyist Richard Hamilton. Jody, you interviewed Hamilton. What's behind his effort and why now?
He believes that there's been some really drastic effects already occurring. For instance, he says that the number of fish are down by as much as 95% because of water withdrawals. He also points out that Denver Water plans on actually increasing its activities, and it's to the detriment, he contends, to the environmental safety of the state. So he's basically trying to put some teeth into a citizen's ability to go to court and enforce accountability.
The Colorado Water Congress, the Water Conservation Board, and the Colorado River Water Conservation District are all against these initiatives. What's the basis for their argument?
Well, one thing they say is that the current system, according to opponents, is already flexible and successful, and there's really no reason to change it. But they've also got a lot of concerns about the impact that changing 150 years of court opinions and legislation could have in Colorado. Opponents think it's very worrisome that unintended consequences could happen if the public has the right to override the state in terms of water rights. And they also point out that the whole constitutional foundation for water is already very detailed and in order, and that they think this is an unnecessary initiative.
Well, if we switch gears, it's possible that there could be three marijuana legalization questions on the ballot. One is already there. That's Amendment 64. But legalization backers are also collecting signatures on two competing proposals. How are they different from Amendment 64?
The three initiatives differ basically in how to properly tax and regulate recreational marijuana. Initiative 64 wants to regulate it pretty much like alcohol. Initiative 40, which would prohibit courts from imposing any fines or sentences for recreational use, would try to do it through statutory means. And Initiative 70 tries to create a constitutional right to actually protect the individual and put it in the Constitution that recreational use is legal.
And what about the opposition?
There's a group that just formed called Smart Colorado. It's being headed by a well-known political consultant here in Denver, and they have an economic argument that's kind of interesting. They really think it's going to hurt the economy if these measures are one of them even passes. And they also point out that Colorado is known as a healthy state and fighting obesity and doing things to make, you know, physical sense, and that this initiative would really hurt that effort. So there's a well-financed group. It's got a lot of members from the business community and chambers of commerce, and they're actively starting their campaign against these three initiatives.
Well, do you think it is likely that these other two will make the ballot, or is this just going to be too many marijuana questions for voters?
There are a lot of people who point out that they just don't think Colorado is going to be real receptive to having three different initiatives on marijuana. We also see that there's some kind of political division among the three groups, and I have a feeling that if all three make it, people are going to look at them and perhaps just get turned off and vote no on all of them.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.